Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're speaking about kingdom authority, or your kingdom mandate, and how God has already supplied every one of our needs in Ephesians 1:3 in the heavenly places. But now we need to learn to use our authority and our faith to reach into the spiritual realm and draw those things that God has supplied for us, like healing and prosperity and peace and joy and wisdom and knowledge and all the good stuff that God has set aside and prepared already for us, that we need to go in with the arm of faith and draw it into our natural realm from the heavenly spiritual realm. So we're talking about faith and how Abraham had great faith. He did not even consider his body. He was fully persuaded that he would have a child. Let's pick up where we left off and join the service.
Our faith is what draws what God's already provided to us. It's in our faith, the arm of faith, the spiritual eye. We're going to talk about this a little bit as we go. Think about this. Even Isaac, the son, the promised son, came into this realm through faith. He had faith to believe God, fully persuaded that he would have that promised child, came through faith. When you're fully persuaded, what you believe in God for will take place. As long as God said it, He said, my word, I watch over it to perform it. Come on, you didn't hear what I said. Jeremiah, I watch over my word to perform it. So if I speak God's word in faith, He will make sure it comes to pass. Now let me just tell you something. Not every church is teaching what I'm teaching right now. This is word of faith. We're a word and faith church. We're spirit-filled, demon-stomping, on fire for the Messiah, children of the Most High God, believing in miracle signs and wonders all the time. Now, some places will not like or appreciate what I just said, but that's just what it is. This word of faith that we preach, amen? And we have a God-given, God called and God supplied mandate.
Amen.
God tells you you're going to become an evangelist, or you're going to become a missionary in Beirut. He's provided the funds. He's provided the protection. He's provided the how, what, why, and when. It's all available, already there. Amen. So we got to get a hold of this. Don't just be quoting, my God supplies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Help. When you prayed, you were supposed to have believed, you received it. We have a God-given, God-called, and God-supplied mandate, but we must, I'm going to say it again, we must decree it. We've got to declare it. We've got to proclaim it. We've got to prophesy it. Can you say amen? Look at me. You must decree it. He said in Job 22:28, and you shall decree the thing and it shall be manifested unto you. If you decree the word of God, whatever it is, God is watching over that word to perform it. And it'll never come back void. And it's already forever settled in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so now, I said to you, we've got to decree. Now watch here. We've got to speak out of our mouths. Revelation 12:11, amplified. They overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. Now I want to read it again with a couple of questions. You all saw that and read that, right? And they overcame and conquered who? The devil. He's talking about the enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren, the devil that was cast out of heaven. The Bible is saying that the saints now, the saints overcame and conquered him, the devil. And why could they overcome him? Because of the blood of the Lamb. Come on, you've got to understand why you're victorious. You've got to know why you can take the devil down anytime he puts his nasty face in front of you. With sickness, with no money, with divorces, with craziness, with anything is coming. You got to know, when he raises his face, I can overcome you right now because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Who is the Lamb?
Jesus
the Christ. Amen. So I can overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. And what else do I need to overcome him? You see, listen, the blood of the Lamb is not enough for me to overcome the devil if I keep my mouth shut. I might be saved and going to heaven, but let me tell you something. Even then, I had to open my mouth. I had to confess out of my mouth, believe in my heart that he's the Lord. Or else, what have I got? Zip-a-doo-doo-dah. So now watch here. So he says here, because of the word of their testimony. So you've got the blood of the Lamb. How many Christians do you know that are not walking in victory? They say, but they're not in victory. They're not getting teaching, word, faith, spirit teaching. And so you got to understand, you can be saved and sick. You can be saved and broke. You can be saved and miserable. You can be saved and stressed out. You can be saved and no sleep. Amen. Because, watch what happened, of the word of their testimony. Now, whose testimony is it going to take in order for them to overcome? It's your testimony. Don't be waiting for God to say something. He said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, I don't know. He said, you speak to them. So you've got to decree. You've got to prophesy. You've got to proclaim. You've got to have a testimony. By the stripes on his back, I've already received every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. By the stripes on his back, I am healed. Don't be saying, I'm going to be healed. It's coming down the pike. I know God's going to heal me. That's future faith. We want now faith is a substance of things hoped for. Amen. And if you've got God faith, you've got now faith. Why? Because he says in Mark 11:22, have faith like God or have the God kind of faith. Yes. And then what did he say? When you pray, believe you got it.
Amen.
That's your God kind of faith. Now faith. Amen. Now this, sometimes it doesn't compute with our natural upbringing, our natural mind, our natural state of things, looking at the economy, looking at the governments, looking at the world, looking at Israel, looking at all around you, looking at COVID, looking at, oh my goodness, no jobs. Think about it. It's so contrary to the word of God that we say the kingdom of God is an upside down kingdom. It's not. It's the right way up. We're upside down.
Amen.
So stop saying the kingdom of heaven is upside down. It's not. It's different to us, but they right side up. We are right side up in the kingdom of God. And we are the authority with a mandate to take that authority and put the devil in his place and get people saved and set free.
Amen.
When listen, we don't save them. We just bring them to the Lord. He does a salvation. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, but he looked at the disciples and said, loose him.
Yes.
Loose him from all the bondage that they've got, sickness and disease and all kinds of stuff that they don't know they've got a right to be victorious over.
Right. That's right.
That's a word in faith church teaching.
Yes.
Say amen or say oh me.
Amen.
Okay, so the testimony, they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, thank you, Jesus, and because of the word of their own testimony. Wow. For they did not love their life and renounce their faith even when faced with death. Did not renounce their faith even when faced with death. God, why are you doing this to me? They just renounced their faith. God, why are you letting this happen? You just renounced your faith. Did you pray for the result and the answer? Yeah, then why are you questioning? You're not fully persuaded.
You don't believe when you prayed that you received it in the heavenlies. And if you stand on that, I've got it. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm fully persuaded and my heart and my mouth line up. God says, I'll watch my word to perform it. Yeah. And he will perform it every time. Listen, this is the word of God. Amen. And remember, I said, if I've got God, then I've got the word. And if I've got the word, then I've got God. And what can stop God? If I got God, I got the word. If I got the word, I got God. What can stop God? Do you believe it?
Yes.
I mean, you proclaim it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world until something goes wrong. Ah! All of a sudden, I'm not so brave. Amen. And I know it's hard sometimes, but do you know with your declarations, God can change the world because of what you speak? Amen. Do you know that with one person, he can change the world with what you speak? Amen. Amen. God can change the world because of what you speak. Here comes a picture, and God will change the world. You see that? Amen. You speak. You speak. I put a loud Haley in there so you get the picture. You speak.
Amen.
Not God speak. He's spoken.
Yes.
God has spoken. My word is forever settled in heaven. He said what he needs to say.
Right.
Now he can direct you in certain ways as to specifics in your own life. But his word can't return void. It's already settled in heaven. So he's already said what he's got to say. I'm just waiting on God to tell me something. Read your word. He told you. Hello. Isn't that the truth, bosses? I'm just waiting on God to speak to me. Unless it's a specific vision, should I buy this house or not? He's already spoken to you. Do you get it? And so words have power. There you go. But you got to open your jolly mouth and use it for language that has been redeemed.
Amen.
Don't speak unredeemed, speak redeemed.
Yeah.
Unredeemed says, it's coming, I'm not well, I can't afford it. That's unredeemed language we used to speak.
Right.
We now became kingdom citizens. Hello?
Amen.
Kingdom citizens. And now we don't speak that old language anymore. We speak like our dad told us to speak.
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever said to your kids, don't say it that way, don't say that?
Yeah.
You should have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And so we're supposed to speak like Dad.
Yeah.
Abba Father.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father. Because I'm created just like Him.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. And so we've got to speak it. And now let me just say something else. I've got a few minutes left. We are designed, listen, by design, we are designed to believe what we see. First of all, we are designed to believe what we say. That's how we should be designed. We are designed to see what we say. So when you speak it, it comes, it manifests, right? So if I'm speaking negative, death and life is in the power of my own tongue, not in God's tongue, my tongue. So when I speak it, and if I believe what I'm saying, I'm going to see it. Whether it's good or bad, it's coming. Can you say amen? So we are designed that we see what we say, and believing is seeing. We've heard them say seeing is believing. Believing is going to see. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be